Blog Talk Radio.
Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says,
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Let us pray. My Heavenly Father, as I enter into this sanctuary, I bring your presence with me. I speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. I acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, I thank you for the gifts you have blessed me with. I commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give me a fresh supply of strength to do my job. Anoint my projects, my ideas, and energy, so that even my smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when I am confused, please guide me. When I am weary, please energize me. When I am burnt out, please infuse me with the light of the Holy Spirit, and may the work that I do and the way I do it bring faith, joy, and a smile to all that I come in contact with today, O Lord. And Lord, when I leave this place, give me traveling mercy. Bless my family and home to be in order as I left it. And Lord, I thank you for everything you have done. I thank you for everything you're doing. I thank you for everything you're going to do. I thank you in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
a plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Your mighty power and your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. Your power. We need your power. And let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Lord, we proclaim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
heaven right now. Hallelujah. Release your power. God wants to fix your problems. God wants to change your life. Come on, just give His power and let Him do it. Worship your way out of this. Call on the Lord. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to heal. He's mighty to deliver. If you call Him, He'll come to your rescue and give you what you need. Hallelujah. Let your presence fall. Yes, Jesus. There's worship in this room tonight. Raise your voice and cry out to the Lord. Come on, let's take it up. Y'all, take it up.
Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer requests, for my God is truly able.
I know life can be a blip sometimes. Seems like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here.
You might be feeling that life is getting Money gets funny. Keep holding your head up high.
The God of the house of God. And Genesis 35 and 7 says, he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he fled from his brother. Amen. El Bethel, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. You have revealed your power and your strength in countless ways. The heavens tell of your glory. The skies display your marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak, and at night, they make you know. They speak without a word, and their voice is silent in the skies. Yet their message goes out to all of us on the earth. For since the creation of the world, your invisible attributes, your eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. You have revealed yourself to all of us, El Bethel, and I give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Every have a question, needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm speaking, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard.
Five, four, three, two,
this device is wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyles. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day, or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, a better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally win. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counseling and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and taking the Proverbs that were spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Make the Difference. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Peter 4 and 17. And it says, it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. Amen. The writer says, if you are wondering why the world and the church are in such a mess today, we can trace the problem to the fact that many believers don't see why knowing God and doing His will are that important. Many Christians actually comprehend so little about the Lord that they could not fill one side of a sheet of paper with facts about Him. And even if they could, they could not tell you how those facts apply to their lives, circumstances, or relationships with Him. If they go to Him, it's with a list of requests rather than to know the one who created them and glorify Him. But you can make a difference
you can know God. You can become so intimate, acquainted with him that you can perceive how he is moving in your life and do his will in the world. You may think, oh, that's just for pastors, preachers, prophets, and missionaries. But no, it is not. This kind of intimate relationship is his will for you. The Lord answers whoever will seek him and reveals himself to those who long to know him. And he wants to work through you. So spend time with him in the word and in prayer, and let him change the world and the church through you. Amen. Praise be to God. Here I am, Jesus. Work through me. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. El Bethel, which means God of the house of God. I confess I don't always see you when you reveal yourself to me. I don't always stand in amazement at the intricacy of your creation. I fail to marvel at the depth of your wisdom. Forgive me for those times when you have revealed yourself to me, and yet I choose to view you with earthly eyes rather than with spiritual discernment. Let my love abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that I may be able to discern what is best and may be pure in my recognition of you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I'm all alone, searching for an answer to go on in this life. I'm tired of failure. I tried so many times to find my way, and I'm not sure. I'm all worn out. I'm all worn out.
is for my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong. On the same drink, water change, same cheap boys, same kush smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same honey, same front, like you got paper, it make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so flat, 90% of the conversation was all lies, he won't choose for the price of one, you and your sister like why, so he buy a drink to get you drunk. Now you're rushing on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you wish you had by. Now you both went controlled by another power. Quiet as kept every thug up in the club block with no regret. I used to plot too. I must confess it wasn't right. But that's the price my sister pay. Every night she played.
She played the street life. Cause there's no place she can go.
The street life don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see. And only 2% of what you hear. Pray your strength is
in a street
light, you play your life. I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt he deceived love from the start. Ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, five drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping your load to the floor. This represents everything you stand for. Showing the games you sold, not told. Remember you reap what you sold.
People see just who you wanna be, and every night you shine, just like a superstar. The type of life that plays a sense of masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk, you're who you think you are.
She plays a street life, cause there's no place she can go. Street life, it's the only life she knows. Street life.
Text you tonight, forget you tomorrow. One night stand in the back of the car instead of the man of respect. You let him trick your heart. You surviving on the edge. Hope you find a baller bouncing around from club to car. He only like you enough when you getting it up. Your friendship can't be taught. So when he sex you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real quick, give me all.
Let the people see
what a real Christian saint
said. And every night you shine, just like a superstar. The type of life that plays a sense of masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk,
the ladies are
you're who you think you are.
Christ Jesus died for us all. Remember patience, you raised up with all the money, material things. Cause we never feel an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain, erase your scar. If you go and worship Him, you remember Jesus gave His life. And He loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen. So keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sent back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come to Jesus' name.
Until you play your life away.
Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Come
to world of the living.
Have you ever been set up?
Well, I have. I cry hard, so hard, sometimes I remember the fuel in my fire was the struggles with the paper. My mama couldn't afford new shoes an hour later. I remember shaking my head, buying tailors for the summer. Dang, I was the laughing stock, but so was the sun. He was framed and fly by the cats who claimed they knew him not. So when I put my twos up, just know he gets the props. I'm showing gratitude, cause the cross cost a lot. And matter of fact, he paid it all. I know what I got. Wanted to be a rapper, show sold out. And rapping back then, my show was in the mirror a lot. Singing to a single sinner, but never knowing the all caps winner. Or even if my dreams will appear, fast forward some years. Now I'm dying gray hairs, but still spitting in the mirror. Was a setup. When I came through, my mom single and 18, my dad married and over the coop. So what was I to do? I joined a dude, a baggy pants dude, rags, cornrows, 10 boots. It was official. I hated the world. I hated my daddy. I hated girls. I hated a part of me that screamed help me, but little did I know that heaven was my help. He was ordering me, molding me, breaking me, taking me from infamil to rice and peas, cornbread, collard greens, was the main course meal, coupled with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John 3:16. Yeah, I remember hip-hop hits for days. I chanted harder than them cats wearing hoodies. It was a setup. Ayo, I had to let up. Sitting in my room, hearing his voice softly. Lauren Hill told me to watch out. Biz told me he was just a friend. I directed all my frustrations at him, to the folks on the end of my pen. You heard fear, you heard anger, you heard hip-hop pain. Never getting a break, and never realizing that he was back at it again. Suddenly, a change occurred in me. The sucker ran away, and the victim was free. I no longer hated life, I no longer hated G.O.T. Man, I was free, huh? Man, I was free, huh?
Don't curse the battle you're in right now. Just give in to God. He's calling you. He's speaking to you. Yeah, you. The person that's listening to my voice. It's just a setup.
All you gotta do is let up.
And just give in to the man above. And he gon' fix it.
And make you better than you was.
Amen. El Beso, thank you for making yourself known to me. Thank you for taking up residence in me through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, which enabled your Holy Spirit to make my spirit your house. My body is now the temple of the living God. My life is Bethel, where you dwell, and yet I still strive to make my own decision in spite of your desires. Thank you for your patience and long-suffering as you dwell in and with me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. God, and that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now at this time I am going to play a selection or two selections, and then I will go into my word for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
I am the gospel, here to see.
Oh.
Oh, that you won't be trusted.
You are the
seed. You are the
a practice. Yeah, write a book, score a film. Ah, somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's children.
It's yours, it's yours.
Ah,
it's your inheritance.
Wave your hand because he knows you're gonna go get it.
It's yours,
it's yours.
It's yours,
it's yours.
It's your inheritance.
Come on, y'all, talk to him. Tell him, say it.
Nothing can take the place of the pain that you place in my soul with tears of joy. So many hopes walked away, came back with those hurts that decided to stay. Too many mistakes in my song, with a hook that kept on going on and on and on. Word filled up my heart with a rhythm unheard and a love that was born to save a world that was destined to go wrong. Like the wind that blows, I can feel my
God, everybody. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthews. That's in the middle, a little more than the middle of your Bible. That's Matthews chapter 18, and we're going to read verses 21 through 22. Matthews 18, 21 through 22, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, amen. And this chapter has to do with 21, I mean the verse has to do with Jesus tells the parable of the unforgiving debtor. And it says, 21 says, then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? No, Jesus, no, not seven times, Jesus replied, but 70 times seven.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. So, Jesus, in verses 19 and 20, Jesus looked ahead to a new day when he would be present with his followers, not in body, but through his Holy Spirit. So in the body of believers, the church, the sincere agreement of two people in prayer is more powerful than the superficial agreement of thousands, because Christ's Holy Spirit is with them. Two or more believers filled with the Holy Spirit will pray according to God's will, not their own. Thus, their request will be granted. The rabbis taught that people should forgive those who offend them, but only three times Peter, trying to be especially generous, asked Jesus if seven, the perfect number, was enough time to forgive someone. But Jesus answered 70 times seven, meaning that we should not even keep track of how many times we forgive someone. We should always forgive those who are truly repentant, no matter how many times they ask. Amen. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Loving Father, we have received your rich gifts into our hearts and lives. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for the opportunity to witness and serve. Thank you for the opportunity to work and earn a livelihood. Thank you, Father, for the capacity and the disposition that caused us to want to contribute today to the advancement of your kingdom's work. Accept our tithes and offerings and bless them to that end. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Much consideration is given to the giving of gifts during the month of December. Internet pop-ups features the latest gift idea. Special gift catalogs are received through the mail. Newspaper circulars portray lovely gifts for sale. Television and radio commercials announce sales. Pressure is applied to encourage us to purchase gifts for those we love. Perhaps the Christmas season came to be a time of gift giving because the birth of Christ reminds us of God, of God's great gift to us. We also read in the Nativity account of how the Magi came from the East, bringing expensive and wonderful gifts and presenting them as tokens of reverence and worship to the Christ child in Matthew 2 and 11. But we should not be givers only at Christmas. We should be givers all the time. Jesus taught his disciples on many different occasions to be givers. He said, in Matthew 10 and 8 and the RSV, you receive without pay, give without pay.
Luke's gospel encourages us. In Luke 6 and 38, and the RSV says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus is also quoted as having declared in Acts 20 and 35 in the RSV, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Some great gifts each of us need to give do not require that we be materially wealthy. Today, let us consider giving the gift, the rich gift of forgiveness to others. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 25 in the RSV, where it says, whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Amen? Praise God. And the title for this message is, Give the Gift of Forgiveness. Praise be to God. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Number one, forgiveness is a gift that everyone needs. Amen? So when thinking about a gift for others, some attention should be paid to the need of the recipient for the gift. All of us need the gift of forgiveness. All of us are sinners. All of us are sinners. All of us are mistake makers. All of us bring some hurt into the lives of others. All of us need God's forgiveness. Our God forgives us. All of us need the forgiveness of those whom we have caused to suffer. Do you need forgiveness from your parents? Do you need forgiveness from your children? Do you need forgiveness from your companion? Or do you need forgiveness from friends? Do you need forgiveness from total strangers? We all need the gift of forgiveness. We need to forgive ourselves. Sometimes that is difficult to do. Not to forgive ourselves brings unnecessary suffering into our lives. Unwillingness to accept forgiveness from ourselves can produce deep depression that can lead to drug and alcohol abuse. Amen? Forgiveness is a gift that everyone needs to give. One of the greatest hindrances to spiritual growth is the neglect or refusal to give the gift of forgiveness to those who have injured us. The moment you refuse to forgive, you stagnate your spiritual growth and rob yourself of the joy that God has provided for the community of the forgiven. Praise be to God. Do you need to forgive your parents? Some children have been wounded by their parents. Ask God to help you give the gift of forgiveness to your parents if they have wounded you. Do you need the forgiveness? Do you need to forgive your companion? Former advice columnist Ann Landers, a Jew, often recommended the use of forgiveness as a method of dealing with injury and hurt. She was seriously criticized for recommending that wives forgive husbands for inexcusable conduct and for recommending that husbands be forgiving toward wives who have been something less than wise. In recommending forgiveness, this Jewish woman was encouraging a Christian response to injury. Do you need to forgive your companion? Not to do so will sour your marriage and bring harm into your life. Do you need to forgive your children? Children can be cruel and break their parents' heart. Some parents have gone to the grave ahead of schedule because of the ingratitude and stupidity of their children. Many parents tremble with pain because of hurt that comes through their children. Give to your child the gift of forgiveness, not because it is deserved, but because it is needed. Amen. Your child needs your forgiveness. You need to be forgiving even more than your child needs your forgiveness. Amen. Praise God. Do you need to forgive those who have injured someone near to you? A mother-in-law once attended a prayer service and requested prayer on her own behalf. She said, "I have found it impossible to forgive my son-in-law for the hurt that he has inflicted upon my daughter and her children. I have lost the joy of my salvation because of my inability to forgive him. Please pray for me." Many times we think that we would be willing to forgive when it is deserved. Forgiveness is never earned. Forgiveness is always a gift. Praise God. Do you need to forgive yourself? Some people suffer every day because of careless mistakes or stupid decisions they made in the past. Some inflict punishment on themselves repeatedly because of these past mistakes. When we confess and turn from the love of evil, God forgives us. God wants you to forgive yourself. Amen. Praise be to God. Forgiveness is a gift that we must give. If you withhold the gift of forgiveness from the one who needs it, you will do so to your own harm.
Forgiveness and forgetfulness are not identical. It is nearly impossible to totally forget something. Thus, Jesus said that we must forgive 70 times 7. Every time you hurt because of some injury that has been inflicted on you, you are to forgive again if you would obey Jesus' instructions. Praise God. We must forgive if we would experience forgiveness. Matthew 6 and 14 through 15, forgiveness is not a price we pay for the Father's forgiveness. Rather, it is a condition that we must meet in order to receive his forgiveness. Praise be to God. We must forgive those who have injured us to avoid the acid of hate from collecting in our hearts. The most expensive luxury that you can afford is a pocket of hate in your mind and in your heart. It will destroy you. We must forgive if we would prevent the rupture of meaningful relationship. This is true particularly in marriage. The spouse who never practiced forgiveness toward husband or wife is in for a miserable marriage. There is no marriage of a perfect man to a perfect woman. All of us are mistake makers. All of us have a selfish streak. Thus, we all must have a contentious attitude of forgiveness so as not to bring about destruction of the marriage relationship. Continuous. We must give the gift of forgiveness if we would enjoy fellowship with God. He is the great forgiver. By his grace, we are part of the community of the forgiving. To enjoy intimate fellowship with the Father, we must be forgiving toward others. Amen. To God be the glory. And my conclusion is, forgiveness is a gift that we can give to others because of God's gracious forgiveness of our sins. God forgives us freely, fully, and forever. He does this on the basis that Jesus Christ has died for our sins. Forgiveness is a gift that we need to give because it is required of us. If it were impossible for us to forgive, forgiveness, then it would not be required of us. Forgiveness is a gift that we need to give others because it is absolutely essential for our own peace of mind and joy of heart. Be a giver of forgiveness to others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And I pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it is to me. And at this time, I want to say that if you have not accepted Christ
as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Amen. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you got to do after that is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And we have 20 more minutes left, and I will play us out with inspirational music. Amen.
That's all you got. That's all you got. That's all you got.
Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you again for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when I will come with a word from the Lord at 10:30 a.m. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you and we thank you. All of our Facebook listeners, our Twitter listeners, our YouTube listeners, God bless you and your families, your homes, your finances. We just love each and every one of you. In Jesus' holy name, we do pray for each and every one. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. And we leave out on Rise by Rob and Ore. Good night, everyone. Love you and shalom.
Can you? Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.